It's also past time to hold Iran, a longtime funder of Hamas, Hezbollah, and other terrorist organizations, to account for its role in fomenting unrest and destabilizing the Middle East. I've not been shy about calling out the Biden administration's poor track record on being tough on Iran, and particularly the administration's misguided goal of re-signing a flawed nuclear deal and attempting to appease the country's leaders with billions of dollars in sanctions relief. Just over a month ago, on September 11th of all days, the administration lifted a freeze on $6 billion in Iranian assets, which would likely have resulted in the freeing up of additional funds for Iran's hostile activities.